Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah, daf Yud Beis, as we continue here in the first parak. And yesterday we mentioned the machlokas between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer, whether Tish Petishrei Nivra Ha'olam or B'Nisa Nivra Ha'olam. That is a machlokas, and there were many applications of that machlokas. Based on that, depended when a number of other issues were connected. It was all based on Psukim. I did not get to mention, just to mention, the Tosfos later on. Tosfos in Daf Chav Zayin, Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam that says, Elu ve'elu debri elukim chayim. So it's not the Tosfos here. It's quoted later on in Tosfos, Chav Zayin. Ve'ikal ameimar debetishrei ala b'machshava livros. In Tishrei, the thought, kaviyachol, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create the world went up. V'lo nivra ad nisan. But it was not created until Nisan. So it was b'machshava and what does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't think and then later on, whatever it means, it's somehow meant to teach us that Rosh Hashanah is somehow, what we call Rosh Hashanah and Tishrei, somehow that is the potential, that is the step one, and then the Garin, and then only later on, it wasn't Nivra till Nisa. V'dechvasa, similarly quotes from Gemara and Erevin, Gabe Adam, Allah b'machshav le'rosh na'im, originally Kadosh Baruch Hu thought to create man as two beings, l'basov, he decided to make it one being, and then split it, and then bring it back together. So we discussed that in the past, but the message, it's all about the message for us, how Chazal express how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'asar Ma'amaras Nivra Ha'olam. What does that mean? That it would 10 sayings, 10 statements? Obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't talk like we talk, but again, the message is for us, as the Mishnah Pirkei Avos tells us, Lo Lameid, to teach us that how special the world is, that if somebody spends a lot of time creating something or that's much more valuable, and even HaKadosh Baruch Hu spent Asar Ma'amaras, again, it's all meant to teach us rather than actually defining what exactly happened. So now we continue Yud Aleph Amud Beis Va'azdu L'Tamayu. The machlokas between Rabbi Shur and Rabbi Eliezer in terms of when the world was created has implications in terms of the following machlokas, which is going to have to do with when the Mabul took place, because the Torah tells us that the Mabul took place on the 17th day of the second month. What is the second month? So that's going to be a machlokas, whether it's going to be Cheshvan, according to the Shita that says B'tishrei Nivra Ha'olam, or it's going to be Iyar, according to the opinion that B'nisa Nivra Ha'olam. And again, 11 months later, when the Mabul ends, also, this is all flowing for the original machlokas, B'tishrei or B'nisa Nivra Ha'olam. The Gemara also here is going to get into the issue of constellations, the issue of Mazalos, if it was in Cheshvan, it was in Iyar, so which constellation was up in the sky at that time? We know all the constellations have various orbits. All the constellations are a group of stars which orbit. Obviously, the sun itself on its axes and everything around the sun and the moon around the earth, all the different orbits involved. So sometimes the constellations at different times of year, some of them are in different areas of the sky at different times of day. So without getting into all of the details of the constellations more than what the Gemara mentions, but there are a lot of this long Rashi here discusses the different issues of the constellation of Kima, which is the one we're going to talk about, how we are supposed to view it. But just as one or two sources general related to the issue of the constellations, the Rambam in the first four prakim of Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah discusses what we call Maisa Merkava and Maisa Bereishis. Maisa Merkava is above the physical world, so to speak, in quality, and the Maisa Bereishis after that. There is no Kesef Mishnah on the first four prakim of Yesodei HaTorah, right? It's Kesef Mishnah starts with Parakei in Yesodei HaTorah, which is about the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. But the first four, we have a little bit. I shouldn't say no Kesef Mishnah. We have a little bit of Kesef Mishnah, but it's mostly what we have called the Pirush. The first two prakim of the Yesodei HaTorah is all metaphysics. The Rambam explains in terms of thinking about defining what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not, and all that we cannot define, says the Rambam, just as an example, Perek Beis Halacha Vav, Zesha Amarnu Lamata Mima Alaso, Eino Ma'alas Makom, Kamo Adam, She Yoshev Lamala Mechavero. When we talk about God being above, or the angels being above, the 10 levels of angels that the Rambam talks about, it doesn't mean above in space, like we understand above. Ela kamosha omrim b'shnei chachamim, she'achad gadol mechaveiro b'chachma, shu lamalo b'malato solzeh. He has more wisdom. So is that in terms of space? No. It's in terms of quality. Ukamosha omrim be'elo shi lamalo mina alul. Like there's a cause and an effect a cause is not above an effect. It's just, in conceptual terms, it comes first. But again, not in time. So the Rambam also says that about all the metaphysics that are above the physical world. And the Rambam says, Dvarim elu sha'amarnu b'inyin zeh b'shtei prakim elu. What I discussed in these two prakim, elu kamo tipa min hayam, min mashit sarech levar b'inyin zeh. It's a drop in the sea. You can't understand these first two prakim, but you should know that's nothing. It's the tip of the iceberg, says the Rambam. That's the first two prakim. Then the Rambam talks in the Perek Gimel and Dalet about what we call the physical world. That's the Galgalim. That's all the constellations. That's the sun and the moon and the stars. Everything created on day 4 of creation, on Yom Ravi. That is Perek Gimel and Dalet of the Rambam. And he talks about the different Galgalim, Shamayim, Rakia, Zvul, Aravos. But it's the physical world. The physical world. It's physical. We might not be able to see it. It's all the universes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. But it's physical, and that's what's known as Maisa Bereishis. Maisa Merkava is above, and Maisa Bereishis has the limitations. We'll get to it. Maseches Chagiga, how you're allowed to study it, if you're allowed to study it at all, with how many you're allowed to study it. So just to read one Rambam, which is related to us. So we're going to be talking about the constellations and the stars. The Rambam says in Perek Gimel Halacha Tes, Kol HaKochavim V'Hagal Galim, Kulam, Ba'alei nefesh videya v'haskelheim. The Rambam says all of the constellations have das. They have das. We can't fathom their das. What does that mean? That they have knowledge? But they have das. V'heim chayim v'omdim u'makirim et mi sh'amar v'haya ha'olam. They have self-awareness and they have awareness of God. Kol echad ve'echad l'fi gazlo u'l'fi ma'alaso mishabchim u'mefarim liyotram kamo ha'malachim. Just like the malachim praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu and sing Shira, like we spoke about Perek Shira a couple of days ago, so too all of the constellations, the sun and the moon and the stars. U'kishem shemakirim es HaKadosh Baruch Hu kach makirim es atzman u'makirim es ha'malachim shalamala mehem. They also have recognition of the levels above them. V'das ha'kochavim v'hal galgalim. The das of these constellations, me'uta midas hamalachim u'gedola midas b'nei adam. They have less das, less clarity of vision of the divine than malachim, but greater than human beings. But just like animals, let's say, animals have a certain type of instinct. They can't fathom human intellect. An animal can't fathom human intellect. It's beyond their comprehension. You can't fault an animal for not understanding human beings. So human beings can't understand the das of the constellations. We can't. It's just qualitatively beyond our abilities, and therefore we can't fathom it. But says the Rambam clearly, they have das. And he hasn't quoted here, but that's what the Mefarshim explained. That's what the Rambam says we mean every Shabbos morning when we say in Kel Adon, Yitzarim bidas bevinu vaskel. He created them. Usually we translate that with, it's going back on Hashem. He created them with das bino and haskel. So according to the Rambam, no, it means he created them going on the object, not on the subject. B'deo bina v'haskel. The pirush here on this Rambam says, how do I know that they have das? Is there a proof? We could trust the Rambam. But is there a proof in nature that we can know that they have das? Yadu zeh mitznu asam. Says the pirush, you know this from their orbits. Shezu atznua i'efshar shetia tiv'is kitznua so'evan l'mata v'esh l'mala. He says, gravity would not be a raya that there's das. That's a law that was created, it goes up, and it comes right back down. I have to ask the professionals here about these ideas. But if there are orbits, this Pirush assumes that an orbit reflects not just a law like gravity, but it's something that is being done with da'as and with ratzon. Shehamisno eya bitznua tivis kishiyagia l'makom shiyatzimimanu pehechrach yanuach v'agalgal soviv tamid ve'enonach. It never stops. V'agalgal ein tenua so shal zu atzura v'chulu hilgach lo te tenua so el tenua chashukis, meaning its desire is done with bechira, not just gravity, which he assumes is different. Again, different rules of physics, but that is just a general point in terms of constellations. But now we get into one of them in our Gemara, Yud Aleph Amid Beis. So again, the Gemara says, Va'azul Tamayu, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar are going according to their reasonings, that one machlokes then has an implication for various other machlokes. I once saw a mashal that all drushes chazal, sometimes you have, as we're about to have, there are 4 different chazals that are based on the first one. Because you say this, then B, C, and D follow. And sometimes, because you say that, so you have to darshan this puzzle that way and this puzzle that way. It's like a jigsaw puzzle. Every chazal, imagine that somebody gives a jigsaw puzzle to us, and he doesn't give us the picture of what it's supposed to look like. He says, you figure it out, put the pieces together, and there are various ways that this jigsaw puzzle can be put together. And each one of them, sometimes, is going to be a little it's not going to be perfect. It's going to be as close to the original image as possible. But sometimes you'll have to squeeze some pieces in. And sometimes you'll have to raise off a little piece. But it'll be the best, you know, but there'll be some difficulties, but it'll be the picture. So yeah, when you have three different ways to understand the sugya, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu has different, that's Elu Ve'elu, Devar Elokim Chayim. There are different options, ways to put the jigsaw puzzle together. But always, when you have one piece, it has effects for the other piece. This is a perfect example of that type of machlokas. You start off with when b'nivra ha'olam, and that has effects in terms of how you give pshat in the other psukim in the Torah. So the Tanya, here we go. The Brisa says, the Pasuk says, Bishna sheis meos shana l'chayei Noach, in Noach's 600th year, Bechodesh Hashem, remember Rashi ala Torah, why did Hashem wait till Noach was so old? He didn't want to be matriachim, to have, meaning in terms of why did he wait, delay Noach's ability to have children? He was so old, he could have had thousands of children, because he didn't want him to have to build so many tevas, Rashi says, right ala Torah. So he delayed, he only has three kids, a couple of wives, you know, that's it. Imagine if he had to build a teva for thousands of people who were all, right, all the Rishonim, fine, but Noach's family. So that's why Rashi quotes in Parshas Noach. That's why he delayed one of the pshatim. So 600th year l'chayei Noach, b'chodesh hasheni, b'shiva asar yom l'chodesh, on the 17th day of the second month. That's when the mabul started. So what was the 17th day of the second month? Was it Cheshvan or was it Iyar? So Rabbi Shua Omer, Rabbi Shua, who says that the world was created in Nisan, oso hayom yud zayin b'Iyar haya. It was the 17th day of Iyar, right? It was during the springtime. Yom Shemazal Kima Shokeya Bayom. It was the day that the Kima constellation, group of stars, is Shokeya, sets during the daytime. Right? Sometimes it goes up during the daytime, sometimes it sets during the daytime. How it appears to us if we would have a telescope. So, Shokeya Bayom, Umayanos Mismaatin. And at that time, the Maayanos, the springs, are mismatin. It's not during the rainy season, right? It's Iyar. And therefore, the Maayanos, the springs, aren't that overflowing. Umitoch Shashinu Maaseyan. But since the Dor HaMabil was Mishana and acted unnaturally, right? They were Mizdaveg Be'ena Minan. Even the animals were affected, were Mushpa. As the Beis HaLevi discusses in Parshas Noach, I mean the animals, because the surroundings of human beings are affected, are mushpah by the actions of people. And if people act in an unnatural way, then even the animal kingdom would act in an unnatural way. So because they changed their maisim, Shina Kadosh Baruch Hu Aleihem Ma'aseh Bereishis. So Hashem also, even though the springs were very low, right? Hashem brought the water and was Mishana Ma'aseh Bereishis. V'hela Mazal Kima Bayom, and he brought up the Mazal Kima Bayom, meaning he changed all of the ways that the constellations worked, which wreaks havoc in the world whenever the constellations are affected. V'natal Shnei HaKofim Kima, he took two stars out of the group of the Kima stars, the Hevi Mabul Olam. And again, that caused havoc. Remember some of the stories in Navi, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted in the war against Midian and Sisera, had HaKadosh Baruch Hu boil up the Yardane when they went to cool off in the Yardane? How did he boil up? Because he affected the constellations. When Moshe and Yoshua both, the sun, right, he kept the sun up. That's not only because they wanted the day and there was a promise they would win the war during the day. Whenever the constellations are affected by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and it's not the system that he set up, then the entire world is havoc. That's why it's a perfect world. How it runs. All the constellations, they ask any, if the sun was a millimeter closer to Earth and further from Earth, we would boil, we would freeze. But the perfect world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up. And the second that Hashem, on purpose, tinkers with it, so then there's havoc in the world, and you know we have a mabul. Reb Eliezer Omer, Oso Ayom, no, Yuzan B'Marcheshvan Ayah, right? I said that the world was created in Tishrei. So the second month is Cheshvan, 17th of Cheshvan, Yom Shemazal Kima Ole Bayom, the day that the Mazal Kima rises during the day. The first opinion said it sets during the day, it rises during the day. Uma Ayanos Mizgabrim. And at that time, right, it's Cheshvan, it's the rainy season, the springs are, the underground springs are overflowing. Umitok shashidu maasei yashidu kadosh baruch olam. It says they changed their actions. Hashem was b'shana my separatius. Again, we'll see. That doesn't mean the springs, because those were overflowing. That was natural. But it'll have to be a different shinui. V'helo mazal kima bayom. And he was ma'aleh, mazal kima bayom, which was what was supposed to happen, but he brought the marble at this time. V'not al shtei kochavim, but he's still similar, what we said before. He took two stars out of the orbit, v'hevi marble la'olam. And he brought a marble to the world, so it's a machlokas, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. Bishlam al Rabbi Yeshua, hainant of sev sheni. According to Rabbi Yeshua, the first opinion, I understand what it means. Sheni, the second month, is talking about Iyar. Elo l'Rabbi Eliezer, my Sheni. But according to Rabbi Elazar, what does Sheni mean? What do you mean, what does Sheni mean? He said the world was created in Tishrei, so it's saying the second to that month. Tav Tosfos. V'yava gavdil l'Rabbi Eliezer, but Tishrei never ha'olam. So what's the difficulty? The world was created in Tishrei, this is the second month. Because Tosa says, and we had this earlier from the Ritva also, Mikol Makom, adds in the Bach, Nehi Deleinyin Hashanim Roy Limnos Mimenu. Fine, in terms of years, you start from Tishrei. Tafshin Ayin Dal starts in Tishrei. The year halachos or concepts start from Tishrei. Leinyin Minyan Hachadoshim Ein Monin Mimenu Legros Marcheshvan Sheni Delachadoshim Nisan Rishon. Remember, the Ritva said a couple of days ago, Rabbi Eliezer doesn't argue when Pesach is. Right? He's not going to have Pesach in Tishrei. He has Pesach in Nisan Nu. So when it comes to months and holidays, which go by the months, even Rabbi Eliezer agrees, even if you say B'Tishrei Nivra Ha'olam, and the world was created in Tishrei, when it comes to month concepts and not year concepts, he agrees that it goes by Nisan. Right, tkufos go by years, so tkufos would go by Tishrei. But even Rabbi Eliezer would agree that you should, in the months concepts, you should go by Nisan. So that's the question of the Gemara. El Rabbi Eliezer, my Sheni, what does it mean? So it's fine, it started in the Cheshvan, but it's the second for regarding what idea? Sheni Ladin. It's Sheni to the month that we're judged. And he says that we're judged in Tishrei, as we'll see in a couple of days. So, Bishlam al Rabbi Yeshua, finishing this up. Da hainu deshina, we understand how Hashem changed. We were mishane, but the Ramabu was mishane their actions. Shurasem was mishane, instead of kima going down, kima went up. El Rabbi Lazar, my shina, according to Rabbi Lazar, kima was supposed to go up at that time. So what was the shinui in Maaseh Breishis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did? Kid Rav Chisda, Damar Rav Chisda, Beroschin Kilkalu, Uberoschin Nidonu. Right, in Roschin, in boiling liquid, we did the Avera, they did the Avera, right, that was the Shechva Zera that they were involved in, Uberoschin Nidonu, and in boiling water they were judged. It wasn't just a marble with rain, it was boiling hot water. Boiling hot water, Beroschin Nidonu, and it was a nace, according to the Medrash, that Og was able to be in the water, and his head was on the Teva, and not his body, right around Og. According to that Chazal, you have to say it wasn't boiling, because nobody could have survived. But that's the Beroscha Nidonu, they were all Nidon then. Ksiv Hacha, how do you know that it was boiling? Is there a remez in the text in terms of boiling? So we say, yeah, based on a pasuk in the Megillah. Ksiv hacha vayashochu hamayim, the water subsided, vayashochu, v'ksiv hasam hachamas hamelach shechacha, and the anger of the king subsided. Same word, but you know the king was boiling. The king was hot. The chamas hamelach shechacha, after the story. So too, vayashochu, by the marble, must mean calm and subsiding after a boiling state. And that's how the marble was boiling as well. Let's just finish this and then we'll make some comments. Tanu Rabbanan. Chachmi Yisrael monin l'mabel kirebi Eliezer ulitzkufa kirebi Yeshua. The Chachmi Yisrael, the wise of the Jewish people, count the marble dates like Rabbi Lazar. Cheshvan. And then it ended 11 months later. And for Tkufos, for the solar issues related to the seasons, they go like Rabbi Yeshua, meaning Nisan being the first Tkufa. Chachmei, and that's why Chodesh Aviv, it has to be in the Aviv, and we decide whether there's going to be an Iber Hashana based on making sure that Nisan and Pesach is then. Chachmei Umos HaOlam, Monanaf V'Mabok Rabbi Yeshua. They do everything like Rabbi Yeshua, meaning B'Tishrei Nivra HaOlam. Remember, we said before, that's my Sabratius. So my Sabratius, and that Tishrei, they go follow that point according to Rabbi Yeshua. Okay, a couple of A couple of notes. Number one, when we talk about the Mabul and Baroschim Kilku, Baroschim Yidonu, of course there are many chazals in terms of what Avera was actually done. Right? The Torah says Chamas. That's what the Torah says. So what does Chamas mean? Rashi says, Gili Arai, Savod Azara, Shri Chazdamim. Right? Whatever you are. So, again, there are different Pshatim. Some, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Lo Nechtam Zardinam Ela Ala Gezel. Why Gezel? Why is that the worst? They were doing the big three. Gezel. So, explains the Chedushi Arim. Gezel really includes all Averis. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives each of us kochos to use to serve Him. Everything we have in life is to serve our Kadosh Baruch Hu with. And if we use our kochos for negative, or we just misuse or don't use, that's Gezel. That's stealing. And that's why the Chedushi Arim explains, by Ne'ilah, when we finished everything, it's the last stage. What do we say by Ne'ilah? What do we use this time for? Save us from Oshek. Oshek is taking things that... What do you mean Oshek? Oshek is like a form of gezel. That's the pshat. Because that's an all-encompassing avera, using it for something that... That's gezel. That's gezel. Another pshat, another chazal, is that it was avodah zarah. That was the ultimate. So again, how do you make avodah zarah into everything? Into everything. So again, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky explains the Parshas Noach. If there's... Remember, there were rules... In the times of the Mabul, they didn't just do Averis, but they legalized Averos. They said, these are the rules. These are the rules. Says Rabbi Yaakov, whenever you have a state, you have a country that makes rules that are anti-Torah, that's Mamash, Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we legalize and put it into effect that everybody has to do this, that's a form of Avodah Zarah, because you're creating a system of life that is antithetical to Torah. So that's Avodah Zarah. So everything can be Gazel. Everything can be Avodah Zarah. To understand exactly the different Pshatim. But again, this is Dor HaMabul. Also, just Machlokas we showed him. It's again, it's more conceptual Machlokas than Lamaisa Machlokas. And then we'll get into today's discussion of back to Yerukos. And that is a Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. We've had Shiurim about this before. And that is, there's a very important Rambam in Pirkei Avos. The Rambam on the Mishnah that says, that lists off all of the items that were created at Bein HaShemashos. The Mishnah says that there were a couple of creations in Maaseh Bereishis that Hashem created all the way at the last minute of day 6 in Maaseh Bereishis. The Piha Aton and the Piha Aretz by Korach, Piha Aton by Bilam, and the Shamir and the Keshes and all the different items that were created Bein HaShemashos. The Rambam, unbelievable, on that Mishnah says these are all just examples. Really, every miracle that occurred in the history of the world, and that did occur, and will occur, the Rambam says, it was all pre-programmed for Maaseh Bereishis. Because the Rambam says, to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes nature in the middle because there's a need, Kriyas Yam Tov, Hashem had to make the water, or the sun, that would reflect an imperfection in God's world. What, because there's a need, you have to change it? So the Rambam says, really, every nes was pre-programmed. And it's really teva that we're not used to. Kadosh Baruch Hu pre-programmed the world. Water should flow downstream 99% of the time in the history of the world. 1% of the time, it should flow upstream. But Kadosh Baruch Hu already pre-programmed that. That's teva. It's just teva that we're not used to, explains the Rambam. And the Rambam, that's his hashkafa. The Ramban has a very different hashkafa. Famous Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo, where the Ramban stands everything on its head. He says just the opposite. No! To say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was involved and changes things, that shows B'chadish B'chol Yom Tamid. That doesn't show an imperfection, that shows he's omnipotent. It shows that he's in control of everything. And he's Mashgiach, and Hashgacha Pratis. And really, he programmed, but he can change whatever he wants, and he can change it whenever he wants. And he says just the opposite of the Rambam. All of Teva is really Nes. There's no Teva. The Rambam says everything is Teva, in terms of his conceptual view of the world. The Ramban says, really, everything is nes. It's just nesin that we're used to. That's the Ramban. And the Ramban has this famous formulation, Ein li Yisrael chelik b'toras Moshe, Ein la Adam chelik b'toras Moshe Rabbeinu. A person doesn't have a chelik in Toras Moshe, ad sheneida v'namin, shekol mikrim, v'chul v'chat the lashon, right, a kol nes, ein bo teva klal. That's the Ramban's lashon at the end of Parshas Bo. Everything is nes. So to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed by the Dor HaMabul, no problem. That's exactly a reflection of his greatness. And the Rambam would say, no, it was pre-programmed. But again, that is the big question on the Rambam is, so why are only these 10 listed? The Rambam says they're examples, and he gives a reason why. But that's the Pashto sounds like there's something unique and special about these 10 events that occurred. But again, that is a very important machlokas. There's a lot more about Neis and Teva, but we will continue now. Okay. Vili Yirakos, back to Olam Hazeh. Back to here. Uli Yirakos, back to really mundane matters, because it's really mundane. We're talking about the earth right now. Yirakos. Before we were talking about the constellations. Yirakos, so back to the Mishnah. Back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said, the Mishnah and the Braisa. The Mishnah and the Braisa. The Mishnah had said that Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Tishrei, is, again, a Rosh Hashanah for Shanim, years. We have three different Pshatim, what that meant. Tkufos, and Din, Vechulu. Shmitin, spoke about Shemitah. And when all the halachas of Shemitah start, first of Tishrei. Yovlos, so that was a little bit in the middle. Some halachas started at Rosh Hashanah, some halachas start at Yom Kippur of Yovel. We said according to some, there's the limbo period. And then we had Linitia. Linitia, that's what we spoke about on yesterday's daf. Linitia, it means as long as it's 44 days before the first day of Shemitah, or the first day of any year, you get counted for a whole year, and they have to wait till Tu B'Shvat. Right, that was the Linitia. Next word on the list, last one, Vili Yirakos. Vegetables. Vegetables. So what does that mean? Rosh Hashanah, the first of Tishrei, is the Rosh Hashanah for vegetables. Tana. The Braisa adds in two more that are not in the Mishnah. Tana, Li Yirakos, Vila Maisros, Vila Nedarim. The first day of Tishrei is a Rosh Hashanah for vegetables. Let's say, what does that mean? For Trumas and Maisros of vegetables. So, you, as we know, L'chatchila, one has to give Trumas and Maisros from each year, what grows in each year. I shouldn't say what grows. From each year on the next one, because we have to talk about vegetables. So that's the cutoff point. V'la Maisros. La Maisros also means, that's the cutoff for Maisros. V'la Nidarim. And for promises made. We'll have to see exactly what that means. What does Maestros here mean? Pashas, it means Maestros for all items. Why doesn't it say Trumos? Isn't it Trumos and Maestros? We always say Trumos and Maestros. Trumos more Chomor. If Yisrael eats Trumos, it's Misa B'dei Shemayim. Yisrael eats Maestros, he's shown nothing. He's stealing from the Levi. So why doesn't it say Trumos? Why does it say Maestros? It says the Arach Laner, because the source for being Mafrish on each year is from Aser to Aser. The Pasuk in Pashas Re'eh. The source is explicit by Maestros. Kasha la matana Maestros lo nakat l'truma. Shekodim la Maestro no, he says truma first. Bishlama. Okay, so he quotes. The answer is Yishlomar. Tekiva demashe in terminu maestrin. Mishana l'chaverta. Asya me aser ta aser. Shana shana. Vezeg gabi Maestro ksiv. V'lochei nakat Maestros. So just a pshuto shela gemara. Why elicit by Maestros? Why he mentions Maestros? Because that's the source. Machlokes Rishonim. Quoted right here and elsewhere, many times in Shas. This Mishnah, the Gemara is about, says Maestros, and we're including in that something other than vegetables. Fruits, some type of fruits that are chayiv, as we'll see, d'oraisa in Trumas and Maestros. What is chayiv d'oraisa in Trumas and Maestros? The machlokas we mentioned many times, but we got to mention it again now. Rashi and Tosas throughout Shas say, Trumas and Maestros d'oraisa are only Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar. What's explicit in the Torah? Grain, dagon, the five grains, or chayiv trumas and maestros midaraisa, tirosh, wine, yitzar, oil, that's it. All other growths and produce are chayiv and trumas and maestros midarabanan. Apples and oranges and pears, everything is chayiv derabanan. Very important machlokas. The Rambam says all fruit. The Rambam has the more inclusive shita. The Rambam says in Hilchas Trumos, clearly, Perek Beis, Kol ochel adam, hanishmar, shekidulav min haaretz. Everything that grows from the ground, and that's guarded, meaning it's not hefker. Chayiv b'truma. Everything, kol ochel, everything that grows. Except vegetables, we'll see. Umitzvahs asei lahafresh b'menu reishis lakoin. So mitzvahs asei to give truma. Shene'emar, reishis d'gancha v'tiroshcha v'yitzarecha titein lo. And here's the Rambam. Ma dogan tirosh v'yitzar ma'achal adam v'gidulav min ha'aretz v'yesh lo ba'ilim. Just like dogan tirosh v'yitzar is food, and it grows from the ground, meaning it's not mushrooms. V'yesh lo ba'ilim. And it has an owner, it's not hefker. Shene'emar d'gancha af kol kayose bohen. Chayiv b'truma, v'chein b'maisras. That's the sheet of the Rambam. It's all fruits. Vegetables, yirakos, even the Rambam can't go that far. Because the Gemara. Ha yirakos, says the Rambam, four halachas later, af al pishein ma'achal adam, Einan chayavin b'maiser zelam idivreihem. Lafisha ne'amar, b'maiser tuas arecha, tvuach v'chayotze ba, aval hayirakos einan b'chlala tvua. V'chein yiralishua din b'truma. And Yirali, the Rambam says, even though it's Amafurish, I think Truma also, Trumas Yirakos are Durabanan. The Radva says, why does he say Yirali? Because it's Amafurish. It's Amafurish. Okay, that is the Machlokas, Bali Tosfos, Rashi and Tosfos versus the Rambam. One other Shita that is not so well known, and that's the Shita of the Yireim. The Yireim was remat, it's a Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam. It's also the Shita of the Smag. He says, like the Rambam. I'm sorry, like the Bali Tosfos to start off. Right? He's one of the Bali Tosfos, it's a Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam. Trumas Meiser Einan Oheges Dvar Torah Ela Bedugan Tirish VYitzar Shari Hokshel Truma Gadola V'Gamba Meiser Rishon. But then his Chiddush is Meiser Sheni is different. Meiser Sheni, says the Yireim and the Smag, applies to everything, even Yirakos. Even Yirakos, that's his amazing Shita. Meiser Sheni Noeg B'Shar Peiris Afilu B'Yirakos Shebo Riba Akasav V'Parshas Re'ei Aser Ta'aseres Kol Tavu Aserecha Michlal Shenemar V'Achal V'Neshem L'Kecha. He quotes in Drasha, and he quotes B'Nayin L'Rabbas Yirakos L'Meiser Tamalomar Kol Meiser Aretz Ha'amor B'Sof V'Parsha That's his shita. I'm reading the Meiser Peros Durabanan, Hayne B'Meiser Rishon, Truma Gedola, the Trumas Meiser Meiri. But when it comes to Meiser Sheni, amazing shita, but Meiser Sheni. Some Rishonim say Meiser Sheni is Chayiv Daraisa in everything, even vegetables. Good. That is a introduction to this sugya, as we will see. So, first day of Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for vegetables, for maisras, and for nedarim. So let's go through. Liyarakos maininu. What does it mean that it's for vegetables? It's the first day for vegetables. So maiser yara, kind of maisras. What? It's talking about maiser of vegetables? That's the next word in the Brisa. The next word says maisras. So why does it first say yarakos and then maisras? If yarakos means maisras. So the Gemara says, Tana durabanan viktani daraisa. It first mentions Yirakos, which are Durabanan. It's a cutoff for the Durabanan Chiyiv. And then it says Maisras, which is referring to the Da'oraisa Chiyiv. That's why it lists off both of them. Continuing, V'list the Da'oraisa Bereisha. Why doesn't it then say that? Why does the Bereisha say Maisras Yirakos Nedarim? Why does it say Yirakos first? It's only Durabanan. The Gemara says that's the point. I did the Chaviva Le'Akhtema. Sometimes Dinim Durabanan are more chaviv. They're beloved to Chazal because they created them. Here they had parts in the creative process of Halacha. And that's why they want to list them first. There's a comment about that, but let's first continue. Vitana Didan. What about our Mishnah? Our Mishnah just says Yirakos. Doesn't even say Maisras. Tana Durabanan Vakoshikin Daraisa. It mentions the Durabanan. The cutoff for Durabanans is the first day of Tishrei, and surely Daraisa follows that as well. V'lisni Meiser. In the Braisa, why does it say Meisros in plural? Why doesn't it just say Meiser? Why doesn't it just say the singular? Echon Meiser Behema, v'echon Meiser Dagon. It's even including Meiser Behema. And that's why Meiser Behema, also the cutoff is at this line. We have the Rambam earlier, that's only Dilachat Chila, but the evidence works. But that's another answer to the Aruch Lanero's question. Why does it say Meiser and not Truma? Because we want to include Meiser Behema. Meiser. Answer. Velisni Yerek. Once you're saying the singular, why doesn't you say Yerek or why do you say Yirakos? Trei Gavni Yerek, because there are really two kinds of Yirakos that are being included in terms of this cutoff point. The Tzan, the Mishnah says in Maisros, Yerek HaNe'egad, so much of Mesechas Maisros is all about when is there a Chiyuv in Maisros? What is considered the end of the process of, right, Gemar Malacha for Maisros, so that now there's a Chiyuv. So Yerek HaNe'egad, vegetables that are usually bound up and then sold, Misha Ye Agade, when they are bound up, that's when the Chiyuv kicks in. V'she'eno Ne'egad, and those vegetables that are not bound up, that are just used loose, Misha Yamali Es HaKli, when the Kli is filled up. So that's why he says Yirakos here, because both of those types of vegetables, the ones that are bound and the ones that are not bound, are included in this cutoff point. So the Durabanan Halachos are said first. So again, we can talk about this a lot, just to mention one source. One source that is related. That is, it's a beautiful Ar Sameach. The Ar Sameach, the Meshech Chachma in Hilchas Kriyashma, discusses why the Rambam does not mention the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. We've mentioned this in Haggadah Shiurim in past years. If you look throughout the Rambam's 248 mitzvahs asay, Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is not there. You will not find it. Even though it's Mefurish Gemaras. Of course there's a mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim every day and every night of our life. So where is it? Rambam counts Sipur on Tesvav Nisan. But he doesn't count Sechira. Why not? So, various answers given. The Reb Chaim says, which maybe is the Pshuto Shel Emes, the Reb Chaim says it's included in a different mitzvah, Kriya Shema. The Rambam is the Das Yachid in the Rishonim that holds that the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is all three parshios. The Ramban says it's the first pasuk. Rashi says it's the first parsha. Tosva says it's the first two parshios. The Rambam says all three parshios. Where does the Rambam get that from? Why do we say the third parsha anyway? Yetzias Mitzrayim, the last pasuk. That's the Rambam Shita, says Reb Chaim. The Rambam assumes that part of Kabbalah Somachu Shemayim, the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, is to remember that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. That's the Rambam Lashitaso. He doesn't count Zechira because he counts the largest mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So that's one. But there are other answers given. Some of the other answers are, there are some quotes, it's a mitzvah Drabanan. It's Drabanan. It's Drabanan. Why is it Drabanan? Why wouldn't Hashem command us? So the Arsameach says there are three different types of mitzvahs drabanan. He says, Yesh takanes chachamim, there are some that we would call a siyag or exera. Siyag or exera, that's many types. Right, netilas yadayim is a siyag for truma, many isurim. The yeshu, and there are others that are drabanan because the event only took place after the Torah was given. Chanukah, Purim, B'chol Yotzei Bazo. And then he quotes the one important for us. The Yesh Inyanim Sheheim Lahafakat Ratzon Habore. And some are, Hashem Kavayachol said, you know what? I want you to figure this one out. And I want you to guess my Ratzon and make a mitzvah out of it. That's what I need you to do. Why some and not others? Who knows? That's beyond us. He says, Af kilo hitil v'lo hichbin b'toras chova v'kol zeh kashero rashi ha-knesiyah. The Ashik Nesakadola. Kizeo afakas ratzona bore, laofan hayoser nirtse, his chayvu baze, vizeo hashlomas ratzona bore yisbarach. This is Ratzon Hashem. And he says, and that's why you find sometimes in the Gemara that Didin Drabanan are called Dalraisis. Or like the quota, oh, it's a Dalraisis, a quota pasuk from Yirmiyahu. Because there's a balance. If Hashem could give it the status of a Daraisa, he stepped aside and said, finish the job. So that's Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's Yetzias Mitzrayim, according to the Ar Sameach. Obviously, Hashem would want us to remember that, but maybe that's why it's beloved, because we're taking part in this mitzvah, and that's why sometimes that's part of what the Gemara here says, because it's chaviv to us. We put it first. That's why it's chaviv, because we take part in the creative process of halacha. Tana Rabbanan, second to last line now. What does it mean that the cutoff point for vegetables is the first of Tishrei? As we're about to see, vegetables are different than all other produce. All other produce, when do you go by? How do you determine the year? When it grows. Vegetables, when they are harvested. When they are harvested. Tana Rabbanan, Liket Yarek Erev Rosh Hashanah. Ad Shelo Tavo Hashemesh. What if I harvested a vegetable right before Rosh Hashanah? 10 minutes before Rosh Hashanah, I harvested a vegetable. The pashas is that you actually harvested it, right? It's not like Roy Lilikita. You harvested it. The Chazar V'Liket Misha Tavo Hashemesh. And right after Rosh Hashanah, I picked another one. Ein Tarminu Ma'asrin Mizel Zeh. They're different years. There are different years. L'fishein tarminu ma'asrin lo min achadash al hayashiv lo min hayashiv al achadash. Right, Rosh Hashanah is the cutoff point, the first of Tishrei. This year, in a couple of months, if somebody picks something, a vegetable, right before Rosh Hashanah and then right after Rosh Hashanah, the first does not have kedusha shvius, and the second one has kedusha shvius. It grew the same. They will ripen the same day. Doesn't matter. Vegetables go basar lakita, and therefore this will be the year. Im haisa shniya nechnasas l'shlishis, and let's say you did this in the end of the second year of the Shemitah cycle, the beginning of the third year, shniya maisa rishon and maisa sheni. As we know, in the first and second, in the fourth and the fifth year of the Shemitah cycle, there's maisa rishon and maisa sheni. Shlishis, the one that you picked afterwards, which is third year, maisa rishon and maisa ani. Right, it'll switch because that is the chiluk. What's the case of the Braisa, just to clarify? You picked it right after Rosh Hashanah? Well, you violated Nisa Daraisa of Ketzira and Yantif. Right, you violated. So the Meiri says, yeah, you were lucky about Avera, but it's still Chayiv. There's nothing wrong with you having to do an Avera. Tosfos on top, quotes the Yerushalmi right here. No, I'm your Lakum. Shalik Elei Nachri, a non-Jew. A non-Jew picked it for you. The Ritva says, how do I say, the Pashas? It doesn't literally mean right after the sunset. It means even the next day. It means after the sun set on this year, and now it's the following year. You can say it was a couple days later. You don't have to say it's exactly, you know, right on Rosh Hashanah. So minani mili. So how do we know that this is true? How do we know what is true? So the Rashi says that we're asking a side point, and that is that Meiser Ani substitutes for Meiser Sheni during year 3 and 6. Right? Well, with the basics of Hilchos Zroim. Right? First, by Meiser Sheni, Meiser Rishon, Truma is every year. Meiser Rishon is every year. Meiser Sheni and Ani switch. 1, 2, 4, and 5 is Meiser Sheni. 3 and 6 is Meiser Ani. How do we know that? Minani Mili. Amar Rishon ben Levi. Kisecha Lela Asar. It's called Maasar Tevuascha. Bashana Shlishis Shnas HaMaaser. End quote. Right? When you finish, talking about Biur. Right, so at the end of the, or Vidu Maiseris, at the end of that cycle, after the third year, the year of the Miser. The year of the Miser. Shana She'ein Ba Ela Miser Echad. So we darsh only the Miser. It's the year that there's only one Miser that you've been doing. Haketzan Miser Rishon. U'Miser Ani. Miser Rishon. U'Miser Ani. U'Miser Ani. Says the Gemara. U'Miser Sheni Yivatel. So do we say, as we do hold, Meiser Sheni would be batal during that year? O eino ella af Meiser Rishon ami batal. Or should we say that even Meiser Rishon is knocked out, and it's only Meiser Ani this year? Not only do you knock out Meiser Sheni, maybe you knock out Meiser Rishon. Tamalomar, no. Vel avim tedaber v'yamartel ahem tel v'lavim ki tikhu me'is b'nei Yisrael es ha-maser. When the Levim take Meiser, asher nasati lochem me'itam b'nacha laschem, that I have given to you in your nachla, right? The Levian don't have a nachla, so you have to give them. Hikishu akasav nachla. The Torah compares Meiser Rishon to the nachla to Eretz Yisrael. Ma nachla ein la hefsek, just like Eretz Yisrael is ours, period, forever. Right? We know that from the first Rashi on Chumash. And even if we haven't been, we weren't here for thousands of years, but we're back and it's ours. Ein la hefsek. Af Meiser Rishon ein la hefsek. So to Meiser Rishon doesn't have a hefsek. It applies in every year. Period. Let's just do the brisa, and then we'll make an important comment. Tanya nami hachi kisachalel asever gomer shana she'ein ba ela meiser echad. A year that only has one meiser. Okay, it's that meiser rishon and meiser ani or meiser sheni yibatel and meiser sheni yibatel. Meiser sheni becomes batel. Yachalav meiser rishon nami yibatel. You might think even meiser rishon is knocked out. Is only one meiser this year? Meiser ani tamalomer no uva halevi vegomer kozman sheba tain lo. Whenever he comes, give him. Even during these years. Div Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, Omer, you know, sorry, we have the different drasha, as we said earlier. Harei you Omer, Ve'la halavim tedaber v'yamata alehem, kisichu meis b'nei Yisrael sa ma'iser, asher nasadi lechem me'itam bin nachal aschem. Hikishu akas of v'nachla, we compare ma'iser Rishon to Eretz Yisrael. Ma'nachla in la hefzik, av ma'iser Rishon, ein la hefzik. 3 points. Number one, the Turei Evan. There's no hefzik when it comes to nachla, or when it comes to ma'iser Rishon. What about Shemitah? During Shemitah, there's no Trumas and Maeseris. So isn't that a hefsek? What do you mean? Ain law hefsek. So the Turei Evan says, no, it means that during the, that doesn't count. That doesn't count because everything is hefker. It's only when it's yours, then you have a chiyuv to give it. But if it's not yours, so then it doesn't count in the, it doesn't count in the cycle. That's what the, that was the question of the Turei Evan, and that was the answer of the Aruch Laner. Vlanias daiti lo mikri ze hefsik. Kibat shahakol hefker. Im kein shavin abali nachla hayisraelim. Im halavim. Bechot vos arets. What, a mitzvah to give levim? This is the levim's as much as this is yours. So that year is mufka from this counting. You can still call it ein la hefsik. Vari maiser rishon lo nasan lelevi rak basher ein lo nachla ki yisrael. The psukim say, why do you give the levi ki ein lo nachla etcha? He doesn't have an achla with you. In Shemitah, he has an achla with you. It's all equal. It's all hefker. And therefore, that's why that's not called a, it's not called a hefsek. The Meshav Davar, the Nitziv, has a tshuva. Chelik Aleph Simen Chavdalin. There was a family that came to the Nitziv and said that their father was an amazing, God doesn't say who he was, their father was an amazing Tamil Chacham, and he had tshuvas, and he told them right before he died that, don't publish my tshuvas. Why? Because I was asked and I didn't have time to focus on it as much as I would have wanted to. Only published by Chidushim on Shas. Because those I really went through and I had Amkus. But my tshuvas, he said, no, don't publish them. And they came to the Nitziv and it says, our father was a Gaon Olam. And he was, the Klai Yisrael needs his tshuvas. So we allowed to publish them. The father said that, now allowed to publish them. Says the Nitziv, Ulam ledaiti adala, ein advarim nechonim klau b'tamam. The father was wrong here. The other rabba, b'shoshim yishivim halacha l'maisa. The father thinks, oh, he didn't go through it so much. He says, we know there are many sources that when a posik is planning halacha l'maisa, that's when there's a special siyata d'shmaya. In the Beis Medrash, you can make a mistake. You can have wrong pshat. But when a posik is honest and he does his homework and he spends his time with shas and poskim, there's a special siyata d'shmaya that's shorah on him for him to give a correct psak. I shouldn't say the correct psak because there are various psakim that could be given. Right, elu ve'elu, but a correct psak. He says, the other rabba, b'shashim yeshivim halacha l'maisa, boyim lo omeka inyan, yosem imashe boha inyan v'derech limud, v'gam siyata d'shmaya adif b'shas maisa. For Amr Chazal, the siyata d'shmaya mahan yetuva lohotzi orak halacha, he quotes other gemaras, v'ha this kima poskim, aye, that which we put in this question, that some poskim say you that you're somich on the piske harash more than the tshuvas harash. He says that must be some misora that he gave his son Rabbi Yehuda, the son of the Rush, but he says that's not something that we have to worry about. Hamia de Torah Hayotze Bishas Tshuva Lamaisa Adif Umechuvan Yoser La Emes Mimasha Yotze Bidas Adam Bishas Alimud. The Kamagonim Shalarazul Afis Chuvosem Sheshiva Humitamacher. The Bishoshi Shlisbachal Shubas Biyoser. The Him Larazo Shismachwal Daitam. Mashenkin Chidushi Alachos Yadush Lo Yismachwal of Kach Lo Chashimilat Fisam. The Chulu, and then he continues and he says, no. You have to do it. You have to publish it. And then he quotes, V'yachar kach, he says, aye, whose is it? Now he gets to, whose Torah is it anyway? It's not his Torah. It's not his Torah. It's Klal Yisrael's Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives it to you for a certain amount of time. U'bezet talya azar azaviyam linya atfasa. L'chara nira sheyachol adam lasos b'korasav. Kadam ose b'toch shelo. This is mine. Like the Torah says, the Torah is his. Mitchilo haya Moshe lama Torah. But he says, then he continues. Mitchilo haya Moshe lama Torah u'meshachachat shenil lo b'matana. V'yachirach nachlo keel haynu shemesayimos ol l'chadesh b'torah shehi nachlo shelo. She'en lo hefzik. Kid isa b'rosh Hashanah nachla en lo hefzik. But our Gemara is talking about Eretz Yisrael. Here it's using about Torah. That's what this has to do with this. Quotes our Gemara. V'yachin yacholo imkin yacholo horish v'litin z'chus chidush l'mishah yirtze. Says maybe you could say, but okay, fine. It's authoritative, but it's his Torah. And he says, no. He says, it's only yours regarding certain elements. But it's not your Torah regarding keeping it from Klal Yisrael. That's not what it means. U'b'toraso yega yom v'layla. V'yachin shelo el litzim l'mishah yirtze. Avo mikom hakom ein b'kocho v'shuso la'abedo sam l'gamre. Shrei mitzvahu l'ilmot u'la'alami la'achirim. V'lo l'kaf sham la'asmo. Similar to Truma. Okay, Truma is yours. Truma is yours. So what are you allowed to do with Truma? You're allowed to give it to whoever you want. You could choose. You have tovas hanah. Could you destroy Truma? No. So same thing with Chidushei Torah. It's yours, l'gabe. You could choose who to give it to. But you can't just let it be destroyed and never give it out to Klal Yisrael. So therefore, he says, Rabosai, publish it and send me the first copy. Doesn't say that. But he says, that's the Tshuva Semesh of Davar. Fine. Important here, just historically, we know, we're talking about Maaser Rishon, since Bayis Sheni, we don't give Maaser Rishon to the Levium. Going all the way back to Bayis Sheni. Why? Because Ezra was already kones them. Ezra fined them because so many Levium didn't come back to the Eretz Yisrael, so you find it. Truma, you can't do anything about. You can't find the Kohanim and not to give them Truma, because Truma is Asur to eat for Zarim. It's Asur. And therefore, if you eat it, it's Mitzvah Shemayim. So you gotta give Truma. But Maaser Rishon is not Asur to eat, it's just stealing from the Levium. So Ezra knocked it out. Big discussion in the Minchas Chinuch. How could you knock it out? Isn't that going against something that's Dar Mefurish Laheter Batorah? That's the Minchas Chinuch discussion. If you want to look it up in Shin Sadihei, in the Mitzvah Maaser Rishon. A very interesting discussion, how Ezra was allowed to do that. But let's finish up this section. Ula Nedarim. The Brisa said that for Nedarim also, the first of Tishrei is the cutoff point. Tan Rabbanon, ha mudur hana mechaveru l'shana, if somebody's mudur hana from their friend for a year, I know how to get benefit from you for a year. You count 12 months. That's the year. V'im amar l'shana zu, if you say, this year, I can't benefit from you in this year. Afilo lo amad ela be'esra v'tisha be'elul, if you're on, if it's Erev Rosh Hashanah, kivan shigia yom echad v'tishrei, also l'shana, you're done. This year, that's this year. A year is a year, 12 months. But this year is up to Rosh Hashanah. That's what it means, l'nedarim. Afilu l'man da'amar yom echad b'shana eino chashiv shana. And even if you say, in other contexts, like for Shemitah and for Arla, one day is not called a year. L'tzi'urei nafshi kabal alei. But here, you don't go by halachic definitions. You go by what was his kavana. He wanted to inflict tort. He wanted to inflict hurt on himself. V'haitztarlei. And he did, even for a couple hours. Even for a couple hours is called tsa'ar. I saw the Sitzach HaChamim here connects this to the Gemara that we know from Krisus, I think, where the Gemara says, what is Yisurin? Even if you reach into your pocket and take out a different coin than you wanted, that's Yisurin. That's Yisurin. So every little headache that we have, even a tiny little bit, that's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So here too, even if it's for 2 hours. Okay, but still, you had Kavana Litzar, and that's still measured as Tsar. V'eima Nisan, maybe it's referring to Nisan. How do we know Tishrei is the cutoff point for Nedarim? Maybe Nisan. B'Nedarim achar holech achar lasha b'nei Adam. By Nedarim, you go after lasha b'nei Adam. What do people mean by next year? They don't mean Nisan. People mean Tishrei. That's what they mean. After Rosh Hashanah, when the year changes, Tavshin Ayin, whatever. So that's what changes, and therefore you would go by Lashon B'nei Adam. Good. Okay, we'll stop here by Tzan Hassam. We will continue with more issues relating to Inyani Zroim in the coming days. Okay, we'll stop here again. Oh, just before we end, again, those who, anybody who wants to sponsor any of the shiurim, any of the daf shiurim, daily shiurim, or the monthly, the weekly, feel free to go to the OU website, those who podcast the daf, ou.org, and the information is there to sponsor any of these shiurim, and the sponsor will be announced on the day or the week of those shiurim.